or an animal would pull a horse or a mule, you'd set several tubs or baskets on this slide, and you'd haul them to the barn in wash tubs or any type of containers.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Something you might carry the clothes in, a clothes
basket or?
Yeah. Did you ever use that?
Yes, sir. Use that. But most of the time it was just in, they'd do the clothes up back years ago while they'd lay down a dirty sheet and pile all of the clothes that was to be washed that particular day on this sheet, and then bring all four corners up together and tie it in a knot and carry it to the, for whatever type of wash area you had, either spring or well.
Okay. Now tell me how you let you catch your, you know, at night, how you got this house lit and things like that. Did y'all have?
You had kerosene lamps.
Okay, and you burned in them what you burned?
Kerosene.
Okay.
Burn kerosene in your lamps.
Any old names for that folks ever call it? Anything else?
Not that I know of. Kerosene or coal oil. I believe some people did call it coal oil byproduct.
All right. What might you call maybe a makeshift kind of lamp that you'd make out of just wood splinters, you know, lightered or something, or maybe you put coal oil in a bottle or something and put a rag on the end of it, like that?
Well, we never did do that because it would create so much smoke. Until it would shut up. Now,
well, that's what I think, something you might use out of doors.
You could use out of doors. Well, we'd use splinters. Take rich lighter splinters and make them real long, out of real rich splinter, pine. And that's the way you'd do your hunting or going to run your trot lines or your hooks. Well, you'd have these long, rich splinters and let that hot tar get on you while you're carrying the splinters. If you didn't hold it just right, while it's black tar that was red hot would drop on you and burn you. But
you'd call that what?
You'd just call it a splinter light or
a torch.
Torch.
Do you ever hear the word flambeau?
No, sir. I don't believe I ever heard.
All right. Nowadays you got electric lights, and when a light burns out an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb,
new light bulb. Light bulb. What runs around the barrel? What used to run around the barrel to hold the wood, the staves in place? That was old.
Rim. The old wooden stave barrel.
Yeah.
That was,
it was a metal,
metal band.
Okay, metal, they called it a hook or whatever.
Hook, right.
Hook,
hook.
Oh, okay.
Metal hook.
Alright. Now, in the top of a bottle, you might put a
cork
before they had
cork or stopper.
That's it. The before they had that's what you had to use, didn't you, before?
Right. Of course, now it's been out for years. I have one. I have a regular bottle, bottling machine that you could bottle. In other words, you could bottle ketchup. You could make your own. You made your own ketchup back those days. Why, you could take and have your bottles, and you could pick up bottle caps at one of the places where they had the cold drinks. You usually have to get them. Of course, that's been several years ago. That was back in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
But I have a regular bottling machine. I can bottle up anything right now in the line of ketchup or anything like that. Of course, I haven't used it in 25 or 30 years, maybe longer. But I have one.
Now, a little instrument that kids would play or folks would play, what do you call those? You'd
Spray hold? Charp or juice harp.
Both of them? Juice harp, you...
Right.
Like that one?
Right.
Okay, can you tell me about the parts of a wagon? You remember, I'm sure you remember.
Well, you had a one horse and a two horse. If you had a one horse wagon, well, it had a pair of shaves in it. They called it shaves. And you'd have shaved.